USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrat spending policies for soaring inflation.
The $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package passed last year in March without a single Republican vote.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell citing the massive stimulus bill that President Biden signed. He said the Democratic-led Senate, House, and White House are continuing down the wrong path. McConnell adding, it's one of the reasons why the president's public approval ratings are in the dumps. Former President Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, is dead at the age of 73. The former president making the announcement on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump adding, her pride and joy were her three beautiful children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
President Biden is continuing his Middle East trip. Israeli President Isaac Herzog giving the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor to President Biden in Jerusalem. At the ceremony, President Biden says as long as there's a United States, Israel will never be alone.
America's commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad today and in the future. That commitment is not about me or any other American president. It springs from the deep affinity and enduring connection between our peoples.
President Herzog saying that under Joe Biden's leadership, they can transform the region from a place of tension to a place of progress. As it stands, when an illegal immigrant touches American soil, they're allowed to claim asylum. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas wants to change that. This comes as there were more than 2,200 illegal immigrant encounters on Tuesday alone. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A former elections manager is arrested in Colorado. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The former elections manager for a Colorado clerk indicted on charges of tampering with voting equipment has been arrested on allegations that she was part of the scheme. Sandra Brown, who worked for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, turned herself in Monday in response to a warrant issued for her arrest on suspicion of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant. Ms. Brown is insistent the 2020 election was filled with election fraud.
The Department of Justice announced they're deploying a new reproductive rights task force to promote and defend abortions across America. The team, chaired by Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta, will also include members from the Civil Rights Division, U.S. Attorney Community, Office of Solicitor General, Office of the Attorney General, among others. Wildfires are continuing to burn in Europe.
Firefighters from Portugal and Spain to southern France and Croatia are battling wildfires scorching Europe amid an unusual heat wave. Portuguese authorities say more than 600 people have been evacuated and about 120 needed medical attention. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.